This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman John Carter, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 31st Congressional District. He says the Democrats are misplacing their outrage, and instead of targeting South Carolina Republican Joe Wilson for calling out President Obama on an alleged lie during his health care speech Wednesday night, Congressman Carter says the Democrats should be looking at some of their own members, and in particular, Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charlie Rangel, who he says is actually committing crimes. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You, in a press release that you issued on Thursday, talk about how Congressman Rangel is certainly a problem, but you also say there's a kind of a whole culture that's at issue here. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just kind of the standard, and others are talking about it. The standards just seem to be completely different for one party versus the other. I've been talking now for almost 10 weeks on the floor of the House about the fact that Congressman Rangel, who's arguably the most powerful committee chairman in the entire Congress, keeps growing and growing and growing the rules and the laws that he has violated, and the special privileges he's been given by the IRS and others. And meanwhile, we have I would say inappropriate, but obviously just a knee-jerk reaction from Joe Wilson on the floor of the House, and people are screaming bloody murder as if he's committed this most horrible offense. Meanwhile, Mr. Rangel has failed to report almost $900,000 worth of income and assets that he's supposed to be reporting to the government. He has failed to pay taxes on more and more and more. We're learning sources of income that he's known about for years, and yet he hadn't reported. And this is the man who writes the tax laws for the United States. So I think that there's a double standard here. It's very quiet on the other side of the aisle concerning Mr. Rangel.
How did this get started? Did Charlie Rangel come forth on this, or did this information come out and he was forced to deal with it?
Well, it came out first. He took the floor back, I want to say, in January, but it's been almost a year ago anyway. He took the floor on a special privilege, announced to our members. Of course, he's protected by the speech and debate clause by what he says on the floor of the House, and he states that he just inadvertently failed to pay taxes on some income on some a tourist property he had in the Bahamas, I believe, or one of the islands for a period of multiple years, somewhere between 10 and 15 years, and that it was just a mistake, and that he had already arranged to pay those taxes, and that he would pay any penalties and interest that were assessed against him, and that he had also failed to report a few other things. And he took a lighthearted thing about it, and I'm turning it over to the Ethics Committee. And of course, I think everybody knows the Ethics Committee is made up of an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. Therefore, it's easily deadlocked. And nothing transpired. Later, he made a report that he had paid the taxes and would pay any penalties and interest that were assessed. Well, now, my thought was, hold on. At 10 years practicing law in a small town, I've had lots of my clients that didn't pay their taxes, and we arranged to pay their taxes, and of course, they paid penalties and interest. And in fact, I'd never seen anybody, no matter how big or how small, that weren't at least assessed penalties and interest. And so I raised the issue as to why the IRS didn't assess these penalties and interest and said he ought to pay them. He got no response from Mr. Rangel or from the IRS, and so I introduced a bill called the Rangel Rule, which said if he can do it, then every American ought to be able to do it.
Congressman, what response have you gotten from the Democratic leadership, especially when pointing out what you've already pointed out, that it's not just that a congressman has failed to report and pay a lot of taxes, it's the congressman in charge of writing tax law?
Well, I've gotten no response whatsoever, and I wrote a very polite letter to the chairman before I introduced my bill, in which I asked him, I told him, to show that the good faith that all of us should have, that we don't have any special privileges in Congress, that he should ask the IRS to assess those penalties and interest, and that he should pay them. And I got no response from the chairman whatsoever. So I went forward with this. Now, just recently, it's come out that he has substantially more income that he has not reported. In addition to that, he has failed to report under a penalty of law that we have to report every year our assets, close to $900,000 of assets that he just forgot, including between $250,000 and $500,000 account at the local federal credit union, cash money that he failed to report, and stock funds that he was involved in, and bond funds he was involved in. Basically, he failed to report just a tremendous number of things that you just couldn't forget those things. And then he puts a rider into this horrible health care bill, which says that it's going to double the penalties and interest for average taxpayers who don't pay their taxes. And I just think this is going too far. And then we have this situation with Joe, and Joe's made his apologies, and he's sorry that he had the outburst, although I would argue the term liar had been used quite a bit already that day on the floor of the House by the Speaker, by the President. He accused a whole bunch of folks of lying. But that's beside the point. That's not our rules of decorum do not allow Joe to make that kind of outburst, and he's apologized for it, and the President's accepted his apology. But now the majority seems to be emphasizing this and forgetting to talk about a serious offender that they have.
Congressman, two questions before we let you go. First of all, continuing on the theme of Chairman Rangel, you mentioned silence from him and from the Democratic leadership. What about on your own side of the aisle? Are you a lone wolf on this, or are you getting
joined by some of my colleagues on this, and more joining me every day. And I think we've all expressed our concern publicly or privately. But, yes, there's more than just me. It's not a sole member of Vendetta. I've got this basic 20 years of having folks abide by the law, and I just feel like this is a rule of law issue that is unfairly being used to protect one person.
And the last question before we let you go, many say that there was frustration building in the chamber on Wednesday night. Congressman Wilson was obviously very concerned about the issue of health care for illegal immigrants, possibly. Others say there was, while not expressed, a lot of frustration. Did you sense it building on your side of the aisle, although just one member expressed it?
Yes, sir, I did. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It was almost, I mean, within the first few minutes of the speech, it was very clear that those of us who found the provisions in the bill that we were concerned about abortion and illegal immigrants and others, and other statements that were in there about, you know, zero deficit and all those things, it was just so contrary to what was in the bill, you just got more and more frustrated and wanted to ask a question. What bill are you talking about? You can't possibly be talking about House Bill 3200, because none of the things that are being said here are clearly set forth in that bill the way it's being described. And yet, of course, you wanted to ask the question, excuse me, Mr. President, what bill are you talking about? At least that question, so everybody, I think, wanted to be asking. And quite frankly, I think we were all asking it when it was all over. Is he talking about a new bill? And if so, why didn't we have a copy of that new bill? So there was a lot of questions out there that were getting more and more frustrated as he talked.
Congressman, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
You bet.
Texas Congressman John Carter represents his state's 31st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.